This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she called a surreal, ghostly scene in a devastated village. She pledged quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on a Sunday toured a village on the river in Western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters. The frontrunner to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany's September election has now apologized for a scene in which he has been seen laughing in the background as the country's president delivered a statement on the devastating floods in Western Germany. Armin Laschet is the candidate of Merkel's center-right union bloc to be Germany's next leader. He is also the governor of North Rhine-Westphalia state, which was one of two badly hit by last week's floods. A right group in Russia is shutting down, citing a fear that its members and supporters would be prosecuted after the Russian authorities blocked the group's website for allegedly publishing content from an undesirable organization. The Team 29 Association of Lawyers and Journalists specializing in treason and espionage cases and freedom of information issues said Sunday that Russian authorities accused it of spreading content of Czech group that had been declared undesirable in Russia. The group's website was blocked Friday. Russia is putting mounting pressure on opposition supporters, independent journalists, and rights activists ahead of the September 19th parliamentary elections. Police fired water cannon, tear gas, and rubber bullets on Sunday to stop protesters from marching at the office of the prime minister of calling for him to resign in India, I should say in Thailand. The use of force by the police came after some protesters tried to dismantle barbed wire.